Thank you.
Okay, well, that was generous. I have a friend who was a speechwriter who said, start with a joke. This is called Pea Green Boat, for those who know their nursery rhymes. The wife and her lover went to Spain for an all-in package deal. They took Vaseline and lots of sun cream, as her skin was apt to peel. Richard beckoned the tall blonde hostess and ordered a slippery nipple. Nicola, love, pay for the drinks. I'm skint, but I need my tipple, my tipple, my tipple. I'm skint, but I need my tipple. Nicky said to Dick, you make me sick. You've used me and taken my pride. I want to go home to my trusting Jerome. For you, I'll no longer abide. She boarded the plane, leaving Richard in Spain, seduced several women from Leeds. And there in her home, to the outraged Jerome, she admitted her awful misdeeds, misdeeds, misdeeds. She admitted her awful misdeeds. You bitch, I'm leaving for an old friend in Ealing. She's younger than you and great in bed too. So he walked out that day, upstanding but grey, to start over with genuine feeling. Now Jerome and Miss X have passionate sex, while Nicola's taken up knitting. The divorce is just through, the house is sold too. You might say a sad end, but fitting, but fitting, but fitting. You might say a sad end, but fitting. I do run a pottery, and it's a teaching centre, and we do, for our sins, teach children in the summer. This is called Art Camp Lunch Break. Titania stands before her kneeling nymph courtiers. Their thousand gossamer wings vibrate the warm air in unison. They marvel at her radiant beauty as she curtsies and prepares to sing her new number one. She finishes her petit filou and idly considers the small jam sandwich, crusts removed. A ring of budding roses, jiggling rhyme, chasing tangents, zigzagging to avoid being tagged or frozen on one leg, breath held, swaying under her searchlight gaze. You moved, back to the start. In his defended hideout, the ninja hangs silently from a low branch, waiting on his stealthy foe, sword drawn. A wandering beetle crawls up his trouser leg, something a warrior ignores. Androcles asks for the lion's paw, having won his trust by removing the giant thorn. The shaggy retriever wags her tail and studies this small, unpredictable humanimal. She waits her chance at his unguarded lunchbox, but settles for thrown crusts and ignores his bellowed commands to perform for her lunch. Okay, this one's called Doctor, and it's inspired by a painting of the Queen of England, I'm English, by Lucian Freud. You might know it was caused a lot of trouble. I've got an early appointment, but there's already a woman in the waiting room. Small, solid, and pale, tired looking. She reminds me of the Queen, the world on her shoulders, looking straight ahead, absorbed by her suffering. She's counting under her breath. I think my heart is going to misbehave, you know. Pain in the chest, down the left arm, palpitations. Classic, cut down when I finally begun to get there. We're both looking for our 50 euro reassurance. She thinks it's mild for the time of year. She smiles like a mother. I'm thinking of Freud standing naked at the easel, 80, sinewy, staring intensely, wielding his brush, ready for the fight. He tells me it's probably my back. Tension, too much coffee, wine, cheese. But we're not getting any younger. I stopped taking the statin. It took away my sex drive. He's older than me. He takes it. But it's okay to stop, he says. Half the world is on it. But you seem healthy for your age. As I'm leaving, I see her climbing into an ambulance. Okay, now the most dark for last. This is called Countdown to Ecstasy, which is a title of a song by Steely Dan. 20 Chester Gardens, the therapist's house where they met, she entering, he leaving. 19 barbiturates washed down with a Bacardi breezer. 18 months suspended for car theft and joyriding, community service, piece of piss. 17 years and pregnant with her father's child. 16 quid in his pocket, a few bevvies each and a bag of chips to share. 15 long razor cuts to her left arm, some healed, others weeping. 14 when he beat a pensioner to death. It was the glue, not the money. 13 days in the acute psychiatric ward and no respite from her pain. 12 bus stops to her house. He's spruced and ready. 11 teddy bears, warming her on the bed as she floats towards oblivion. 10 years old when he ran away from the beatings. 9 lives for cats, 1 for girls. 8 when his mother gave up the ghost, battered into an early grave. 7 o'clock and don't be late, his words. I love you, hers. 6 times he tries her mobile, no reply. Probably powdering her fanny. 5 minutes more, perhaps. Stomach cramps, double vision, racing pulse, cold, cold skin. 4 days since they kissed, his passion alight, hers locked out. 3 younger sisters she couldn't protect. 2 damaged lovers, doomed, a bus ride and a world apart. 1 white light, drawing her in. 1 fleeting regret he wasn't there. 1 more breath, then silence.